This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
All right, Jessica Snyder, thanks so much. I want to bring in now Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. He serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Chairman Nunes says he was on the White House grounds in order to meet with his source in a secure location where he could view, I guess, the information provided by the source, even though, by the way, Chairman Nunes, I suppose, could have done it on Capitol Hill. What's your reaction to this?
So, I've said from the very beginning we need a bipartisan answer to what happened with regards to Russia and the Trump campaign. I guess I'm having a hard time really seeing what the big, in essence, scandal about the chairman going to the White House itself. I mean, from what I understand, the Intel Committee, the chairman himself, goes to a lot of different areas to view different information. This may be where that was located. And I can tell you, I know Chairman Nunes well. He has a very good reputation in Congress as being fair. I know that he's a patriot, that he intends to do well. So I think the idea of going to the White House to get this information, I'm having a hard time really seeing where that the big scandal is there, because I just don't.
I think part of the problem that was cited through another contact was that he needed to go to some place where he couldn't be spied upon. I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? In D.C., you got no safe place that you can go to, not even on the Hill there in Congress, but that you have to go to the White House to find a place where you can see this confidential information and do it without scrutiny and somebody being able to tap in and spy in on you. I mean, that's pretty crazy. But, with Adam Kinzinger, who I respect highly, I appreciate his sobriety and insight on all these things. I agree. There's not a lot of there regarding Devin Nunes. I think it just opens the door for Adam Schiff and the Democrats to be yelling about some independent investigation. And, we may be on the trajectory for that. But I think that if they do that, let's open it up to all things, including voter fraud. What happened? Was there what kind of interference was there that happened? And let's take a look at the whole process, not just, not just the Russian potential involvement, if it did or did not occur, and who else, Spygate, what this opens up in terms of the information, the leaking. I think you just go after the whole enchilada, as they say, and do it if you're going to do something that's as an independent counsel and take a look at all these issues right now, because Democrats have maintained there's no voter fraud. And you go, wait a minute, there's too much evidence to tell you there's voter fraud. I mean, people are getting, when you have the former attorney general, Eric Holder, going, not one iota, not one smidgen, almost like President Obama. They like those words, iota and smidgen, of evidence that there's any kind of voter fraud. And you go, well, why are people getting arrested and getting convicted of voter fraud if there's no voter fraud? Why is it that with the videos that we saw during the campaign of Democratic operatives that have been operating on behalf of the Democratic Party for 50 years, okay? They've been doing this for a long time. These guys are well-oiled. They're a well-oiled machine, and they got caught on video saying, look, we bust people. So what? This is what we do. But there's no voter fraud. There's no admission. And did you notice how that kind of came and went? I mean, with a whimper. Again, people just shrug. It's like we're Atlas Shrugged. We're just shrugging over these violations like nothing. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. So I say, look, if you're going to open up the body and see how much cancer is there, let's get our full fill of it. Let's get our money's worth. Let's take a look at all of that and address, even voter fraud that the Democrats insist it doesn't happen. I think it's quite interesting, if not even comical and entertaining, that people who die somehow are resurrected. And, they die as Republicans. They're resurrected as Democrats. And they live to vote again. I mean, you've got districts with 120% voting, but there's, that's not recognized as voter fraud. Well, what is it? I mean, your definition of voter fraud seems to be pretty skinny to allow you to continue to get away with these kind of shenanigans. So, hey, let's have an independent investigation. Let's bring it all on. Why not? On behalf of We the People. It's Bill Martinez here, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, on standby for Ed Rocha. I think that's the correct pronunciation of his name. I know it's spelled like Rocha, but it's not. But anyway, we'll get that cleared up in just a moment because he has a rather fascinating topic that we're going to be discussing, and that is the Global Awakening. This Global Awakening pastor is sharing the calling and purpose of the heavenly messenger. We're going to talk about angels, okay? So I've been looking forward to that, and Ed is overseas, so we're having a little bit of fun time getting all the lines connected here, but we hope to do that momentarily. But meanwhile, I do want to go back to one of the stories that we didn't get a chance to cover with Samantha Mills Mao, the Good News Girl, and talking about these viral videos. Who's ever heard of the shark whisperer here, okay? Can you imagine a shark? You're a diver. And, I mean, I got to think, you know, you're a diver, and what little I know about diving is enough to drown myself, admittedly. But still, if I see a shark, I'm going to get a little nervous, you know. But you imagine you're underwater, and a shark comes swimming, and he's, in a sense, kind of talking to the diver, letting him know that he's in trouble. And the shark is looking for help, and in his own way communicates with this diver that you just have to describe as fearless. That would not be me, okay? I am not a fearless diver. In fact, one year my son, who wanted to go diving when we were in Hawaii, challenged me. And I mean, in a sort of way, I mean, it was more an encouragement than a challenge. I was personally challenged because I've had, I don't know what happened, but somehow I just have issues of claustrophobia at times. And, you know, going underwater and relying on a tank and, you know, that process, it was a little bit of a challenge for me, okay? And but one year I decided I'm going to Hawaii and I'm going to address this issue of claustrophobia, including going underwater with my son. He wanted to, yeah, come on, we got to do this, and we got to dive. So I go through this diving class and we go underwater. We perfectly, you know, here it is. You're escaping a place above land where there's perfectly good air in Hawaii to go underwater. But no question, it was absolutely fascinating. And I know why my son afterwards wanted to get me down there. It is such an incredible world, you know, to experience and to understand. And fortunately, we had a good instructor with us and took care of us. So, you know, I would not, I mean, I would be hard pressed, you know, seeing a shark coming by me, being one who have little experience. But this diver obviously had some experience, and he connected with a shark, and that's a great story. So when you go to BillMartinezLive.com and go to Sam's Corner, you'll read and watch this viral video about this shark that appears to be asking for help from this fearless diver, and all is well that ends well, as they say. Well, we were able to connect with Ed Rocha. I'm glad that he's with us. Ed Rocha has a theology degree from International Bible Institute of London, currently pursuing his master's in theology. His healing ministry takes him all over the world to speak and teach. Ed and his wife, Dani, have a daughter, and they split their time between the U.S. and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where they're, there's just something about Rio. You say Rio de Janeiro and you want to dance. I don't know, Ed. Is it just me, or is it just in the spirit of Rio de Janeiro?
Hello. Great to be here in the show. I hope my audio is coming all right, Bill, because I called you guys from Skype, and I hope you're listening okay.
Yes, so we can hear you fine. And Ed, welcome to the show. Good to have you here. Want to talk about your topic, the purpose of heavenly messengers, angels. No doubt anything that we talk about in the spiritual is so greatly misunderstood. And I know people who get it and understand it because, first of all, we appreciate that, you have to have a spiritual mindset and connection to understand the spiritual. If you don't, this is going to sound like a bunch of hogwash, and you're not going to relate, no matter how many touched by an angel episodes that you see. There's going to be certain aspects of the supernatural that are going to leave you befuddled, right?
That's right. I mean, everything that has to do with our faith, sometimes it's a stretch for some people, and some people have no problem in believing in God. Others do. Some other people mm-hmm. believe in God, but they have some problems believing in the Holy Spirit and healing for today, for example. Other people don't have that problem, and some other people have a problem believing in angels. But yeah. It's interesting that when you share ghost stories or spooky stories about demons, nobody seems to have a problem with that. You know, there's some right. famous movies on TV about poltergeist, and most recently some very famous movies about things moving by themselves, people being dragged out of the bed. Nobody seems to have a problem when you share spooky stories. But you start sharing about angels, people say, oh, wait a minute. And I think that has to do with the fact that if you believe that there are angels, then you must believe there is a God. And if you believe there is a God, you are accountable to him. And that's
exactly
what people are scared of.
No, you're exactly yep. right. I mean, that is the first issue to overcome, because we know, left to our own devices and our own humanity, you're not the boss of me. And I want
right.
to do things according to my own eyes. That is the human condition, isn't it?
Exactly. And the moment you acknowledge that there are angels, then you have to think of their creator, right? And a creator God, who is the person who sends these angels to interact with us. And then you start to ask questions like, what for? And you know what really strikes me, and one of the reasons that I wrote this book, is because there's so much misunderstanding in America today, in English-speaking, actually all over the world. Recently, I was just flipping channels and I saw this TV show, and there was this guy interacting with this guy who's supposedly an angel talking to them. And everything that the TV, or at least everything that I have seen on secular TV about angels, there's so much error. There's so much room for mistakes and misunderstanding their role and who they are. So, for example, some people believe, and there are TV shows and movies that believe that people become angels, and angels can become people. And there's so many misunderstandings. And so I decided to do a biblical search on the topic of angels. So I went from Genesis to Revelation a few times, and I read everything there is about there is to read about angels in the Bible. And on this book, I put this biblical approach to what God, what the angels are, what were they created for, what they do and what they don't do. And I also tackled some misunderstanding that even Christians have different opinion about it. For example, did angels have sex with the children of men and create the Nephilim and this kind of topic,
right.
you know?
Well, that was a problem. I got to tell you, when I was in Bible college, that was a big controversy. We may pick that up, Ed, if we have time. Ed Rocha is with us, and we're going to be talking more about angels, God's supernatural agents, biblical insight, and true stories of angelic encounters. Ed Rocha is with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more from Ed right after this.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
It's not what you make that counts, it's what you keep. My name is Bill Harris. I'm CEO of Personal Capital, and now is the time to review your strategy for saving taxes on your investments year-round. Congress has created numerous tax breaks for retirement savers, and our new book, Investment Tax Guide, shows you how to use them. Most brokers do not help you save taxes, so you've got to do it yourself. And through April 15th, we're offering free copies of the guide online at personalcapital.com/tax.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 9 minutes, make it 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking angels. God's supernatural agents, biblical insights, true stories of angelic encounters. So much suggestion out there, opinion about angels. I mean, this goes back to my old favorite saying that, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there's some people that just do not want to pursue and do, you know, do the hard work. You know, God says if you search, you'll find the answers. And Ed Rocha has been searching relevant to, you know, this mystery of the supernatural, agents of biblical insights, angels. And Ed, I want to pick it up where we left off. You know, exactly why did God create angels, you know, and their reason to, I guess get involved at this plane with his creation, you know, what is the purpose of angels?
Yeah, the Bible clearly shares with us the purpose that God created angels, it's basically they are spiritual beings that were created to care for, to tend, or to watch over the children of God. The writer of Hebrews states that, and in my book, I just go into more detail, into more meaty verses, and basically we come to the conclusion that when you see the time lapse of the creation, the timetable of the creation, what did God create first? And we can see that God created the stars, and then he created the heavens and the earth, and then he creates angels before he creates men. And on my book, I just put the verses together, and you have this beautiful frame, and we can see clearly that God is actually preparing this beautiful garden for his children. He's going to put his children down here to write history with him. And he knows that his children is going to need, they're going to need attention. They're going to need protectors. Of course, we know that the devil has been cast down. He's going to be here as well to tempt us. So these are fallen angels who are here. So God sends his angels to protect his children and to serve his children. That's the main reason for angels to be.
And, of course, they're coming against Satan, who has been given this realm. He was given charge when he was kicked out of heaven. So he is the ruling, the ruling officer, so to speak, of this fallen world, and we know that he's a fallen angel. So now we've got good angels and bad angels, right?
Exactly. The Bible tells us that Satan rebelled against God and took 1/3 of the angels down with him to his rebellion, and God just cast him down here and locked him on the earth. And one of my favorite authors and speaker, Pastor Chris Bolleton from Bethel Church in Reading, he usually says that. The joke is on the devil, because now he empowered us, his children. God empowered us, his children, with authority over the devil. So before he's eternally cast out to hell, he still has to deal with God's children here on the earth. And it's interesting. It's an interesting point of view, because we are not to think that the devil has more power or authority over us. We should not be afraid of the devil or his demons, no matter how ugly or powerful the TV portrays them to us. The fact is that through the name and authority of Jesus, we have the power to cast out devils and to command them to leave, and we have authority over them. And the angels are sent to us to also protect us and to surround us. The Bible has so many biblical scriptures about angels, how they protect us, and how they're sent by God to bring us messages. And they're definitely here also to help us in this warfare against the devil, yes.
Exactly. Well, Ed, you know, back in, I want to say, the 70s, when Flip Wilson was around, you know, he turned it into a comedy and an excuse for people in terms of echoing what has been said before, that the devil made me do it. But clearly what you're saying is that God has given us authority, certainly his church authority, to the point that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So God has given us the authority, but are we going to pick up that mantle? That's the question, right?
Exactly. It's available. It's just like the kingdom of God. Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand. And when you go deep into the original language that Jesus used in the Greek there, it means that it's available. If you're going to take a hold of it or not, it's your choice. We have free will. And also, it's the same thing with the angels. The angels are there, are available for us if we believe them, first of all. You know, you've got to believe them to have them interact with you. And of course, I know, you know, God and His grace and mercy, He will send His angels to protect people who don't even believe in God, you know?
Exactly.
God.
How do we know if we've come in contact with an angel? I mean, they're spiritual beings. What do they look like?
Oh, that's interesting. On my book, Angels, God's Supernatural Agents, they classify these experiences with angels in vision, visualization, and materialization. These are the three main ways that the angels interact with humans in the Bible. When you read the Bible, you see that people either have a vision with an angel. For example, Joseph has a vision with an angel, right? And the angel warns him, about the baby Jesus, about Mary, not to leave her, and then once you come back to from Egypt, because Herod had died. And so angels come in dreams, angels come in visions, like John and Patmos, the island of Patmos, the apostle John, he has visions of angels. Right. And then the angels, they also come in visualization. Visualization is not only when you're having a vision yourself, but other people are having that same vision. So it's a visualization on more than one person is having seen the angel. Mm-hmm. For example, when the prophet and his servant are surrounded by the enemy, most people remember the scripture, and the Gehazi is afraid, and then the prophet tells him, it skips my mind if it's Elijah or Elisha, but it tells him, he prays and asks God to open his eyes so he can see the host of angels there is around them, and God opens his eyes, and then he can see the angels. So that was a visualization because both of them saw the angels at the same time. And then you have materialization. That's when the angels actually come down and materialize. An example of materialization is when the angels appear to Abraham and Lot in Genesis 19. And in this case, the angels are not only seen, but they are heard by many people in the city. You remember that the people in the city were so in Sodom and Gomorrah, they were so astray from God that they wanted to have they wanted to abuse the angels. So they saw the angels, they heard the angels, they wanted to touch the angels. The Bible says that the angels all opened the door, so they touched the door, touched the handle, opened the object. They were opening, touching objects. So this is a case of materialization, and there are many, many other examples of visions, visualizations, and materializations that I share in my book. But these are the main, and of course, the dreams, and these are the main ways that angels can manifest to us.
Exactly. Well, there's, like I said, there's so much misunderstanding about angels, who they are, what they can look like. Some people have the idea that when people die, they become angels.
Exactly.
And you point out that this is a dangerous concept.
Yeah, because when we are children of God, we are made in God's image. And the Bible clearly shows that angels are not children of God. They are creatures of God and created for the purpose to watch over us and to take care of us. Hebrews 1:14 says, are not all angels ministering spirits created to serve those who will inherit salvation? So we are the heir of God. We are the children of God. And the angels were created as ministering spirits to serve us. And so when we die and we go to heaven, we are children of God. We do not become angels. We do have a glorified body in heaven, but the Bible says we're going to judge angels. We're going to be above angels.
Yeah. I'll tell you what God has planned for us beyond our imagination. And Ed Rocha is here to kind of give you a better idea and maybe get you thinking about angels, God's supernatural agents, biblical insights and true stories of angelic encounters. We got about 10 seconds left here. Real quick, where can they go for more information?
EdRocha.org. It's EDROCHA.org.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors at Kelley Blue Book, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, recently announced the 12 best family cars of 2017. With a keen focus on factors like safety, value, comfort and convenience, cargo versatility, technology, and child safety car seats, the KBB.com editors recommend their choices for a diverse group of new vehicles that best meet the needs of today's families. They brought together last year's winners and the best of the new and redesigned 2017 models for back-to-back testing. Jack R. Nerad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
Our editors enlisted the help of their families, which includes children spanning a full range of ages from toddlers to college students, and even a few who have made it out into the real world, to put this year's contenders to a real-world test, selecting a total of 12 new vehicles deemed worthy of being named Kelley Blue Book's Best Family Car of 2017.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this incredible independent network of ours that includes over 280 affiliates. We also broadcast around the world via shortwave. You can hear us on Blog Talk, all the usual places. It is most incredible as we continue to expand. I got a tweet the other day and says, hey, should we tell our local station that they should pick you up? As a matter of fact, tell your locals to anybody. Let them know that they need to carry Bill Martinez live and would appreciate the all-out effort. And I'm glad that you feel comfortable to recommend us to your local radio outlets. Andy Goss is with us right now. He's the author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. I know you're shocked. You looked appalled there for just a moment to think that our own government would cook the books. I mean, you know, it's usually bad guys that cook the books that end up in jail, but not our government. Somehow they continue to live another day as they continue to, you know, keep telling us big lies here. But he's one of America's most foremost experts on the history of the U.S. currency, president of SDL Numismatics in Hawthorne, New Jersey, a member of the American Numismatics Association. He is the author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, as I said. You know, Andy, did you ever think that your name would be synonymous with numismatics? I mean, it just sounds very sexy.
Let me say that. It does, yeah. It could have been worse, though, Bill. I could have been a philatelist.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have been, but numismatics is it's all you. It just goes with Andy Gauss, you know. So Hey,
man,
I appreciate
after 35
you.
Years, I'm glad that it is, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about this boom economy in spite of what the Democrats and some of those that are so antithetical to Donald Trump, they just cannot allow Donald Trump to have any good news. But in spite of what they would try to engineer, Donald Trump is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, indeed he is, yeah. It's the first time in a long, long time that a true business person is in the White House. You know, we've had nothing but public servants. Well, incidentally, I'm curious to me how they go into government service as regular folks and they come out rich. How does that happen?
We know how that happens. It's all through sleight of hand, and they continue to get their. I mean, most of these, I keep telling people, most of these rules are created by lawyers, so they know how to keep themselves out of trouble, out of jail, and everything. I mean, look what they did under President Johnson. They opened up the lockbox, took the lock, opened up the key, and got the key, opened up the lockbox, and got into Social Security, and then they sound so incredulous to say, we're running out of money. Well, no kidding. You guys have been stealing money out of our coffers, and now we're running a little bit short, like as if you didn't know this was going to happen.
Well, you're right. And every successive president since Lyndon Johnson has taken the Social Security surplus and put it into the Treasury as though it were revenue. Mm-hmm. And spent it. And this, of course, is what's causing all the machinations with Paul Ryan is, he doesn't want to pay it back. He wants to now instead trim the benefit. Well, the fact is we paid in nearly a $3 trillion surplus to Social Security. That should be more than enough to carry our generation of more retirees than there are people working, because that's what the problem was. When Greenspan looked at it in 86 with the Greenspan Commission, he said, well, by 2011, you're going to have more people retired than working, so you better put a cash fund aside. And we did. We bit down on the biggest tax increase in history and put nearly $3 trillion, actually over $3 trillion, into a surplus fund that the government promptly borrowed and spent. And so now, to pay it back, Bill, this is the shocking part, is that 76 cents of every tax dollar created or collected from now on will be necessary just to service the debt. So you can see why they're anxious to cut benefits.
Andy, I talk to millennials, and I say I think it's a matter of time where some well-meaning attorneys pro bono-wise take up the case on behalf of these millennials, because our government clearly is participating in one humongous Ponzi scheme. And meanwhile, you get people in jail who are sitting there going, wait a minute, man, I just took billions. I mean, I a couple billion here. But look at what this government has been able to do with impunity.
Well, and that's because people have a different way of looking at the Social Security Trust Fund. You know, believe this or not, let's suppose that you started driving when you were 18 years old, and so every year you paid your auto insurance, and then for the next 40 years, you never got into an accident, paid your premium every year, and then in the 41st year, they cancel your insurance. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not entitled to anything, and that's the way Social Security is. It's not a trust fund in the general sense of what a trust fund is. The whole thing in one nutshell is a trust fund, but your individual portion is nothing more than insurance for that year. So if you think the Social Security Trust Fund is actually some pension plan for you, the fact remains that the actuaries won't figure the needs more than 2 years out, because that's all Congress is allowed to guarantee us. So you're guaranteed to get Social Security until 2018 if you're on it now. And probably in 2018 they'll reauthorize it. But the point is, they could cancel it at any time and nobody would get anything.
Amazing. And when Andy, when you have those two powerful words, trust fund, put together, I mean, that is supposed to be inviolate, but not for Congress.
No, in fact, it's funny. When I wrote Uncle Sam Cook's The Books, I found a line in the report from the Social Security Trust Fund that said, well, when we say that this is a trust fund, we don't mean trust fund in the way that everyone considers it to mean. So it's their word trust is different from our word trust. So. found that a very telling bit of information.
Yeah, it definitely exposes, their perspective on this, and that perspective has given them an incredible amount of latitude that has allowed them to steal this money and misappropriate it. I mean, you and I would be in jail if we did anything to approximate this.
Well, you know, Charles Rangel said, when he was, of course, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee back when I was writing Uncle Sam Cook's books, he said, well, we have to do something with the money. We can't just leave it sit there. And what's better than investing it in the government? You know, let government borrow it. That way we know that we're going to get it back. And we're getting a whole percent and a quarter interest, from the federal government. So, you know, it's the prudent thing to do was his attitude. I disagree. Of course, now that 76 cents of every tax dollar is going to be required to pay the principal back that we've borrowed from there and the interest, what would have been the difference if we didn't raise taxes back in 86 and we got to today and we had more people retired than there were working, and so we had to take 76 cents of every tax dollar to pay them? That's exactly what Greenspan warned us would happen, and
exactly.
By spending the money, we've made it happen.
And meanwhile, Charlie Rangel lives another day here. See, this is the thing that galls me, Andy, is that these people, these politicians who make these kind of statements that are absolutely idiotic, and they're proven to be idiotic, and meanwhile, you know, pull up a microphone, and he's right there like the champion of the day, and going, wait a minute, your idiocy is the one that contributed to the mess that we're in right now. I mean, you're trying to tell us that what better way than to invest in the government, and then, okay, if we're investing, where's the return on investment?
Precisely. There isn't one. And, you know, my grandfather, rest his soul, used to say to me, if these guys, meaning Congress, had to spend real money, meaning gold and silver coin, they couldn't do what they do. And I understood what he meant now, because they've set up their own private bank, the Federal Reserve Bank.
Right.
The Federal Reserve Bank of New York is the government's fiscal agent, and it creates money and puts it into circulation. So when you have a bank, your own, you can raise your own credit limit, and they're the ones that create the money to loan to you. I mean, if I was in a position like Charles Rangel was, why would I stop? I had no reason to stop. In fact, every dollar that I borrowed and created was another dollar that I could put into circulation and win favors from.
Yeah.
So they certainly bought themselves back into office for 30 years at a time. But at the end of the day, we're no better off than we would have been had we had sound money.
I guess it's a good gig. I guess it's a good gig as long as you can get away with it. More from Andy Gow. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You better believe it. More than your opinion, we need your effort, okay? We need an activated, activist group of American citizens and patriots who care about this country. We just can't leave it all up to one man, Donald Trump. Certainly after what we've been seeing in less than 100 days of this administration, I'm not sure we can leave much up to those brainiacs there in Washington, D.C. that are happy to take our money and run with it. Andy Gauss is with us, author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cook's The Books. We're talking earlier about the phenomena of Donald Trump. And, Andy, you say that he must do the unthinkable. And, you know, some of us look at it and say, you know, right now, all things considered, we got cheap money here. The Fed has been cooperating. They carried Barack Obama for a long time. There was that temptation to say, well, why not borrow money while it's cheap and maybe be able to strategically buy down the deficit with this cheap money? What do you say?
Absolutely that, and I don't know, my mortgage is a 30-year mortgage. Most people's mortgage are a 30-year mortgage, but yet the national debt is funded under 60% of it is due and payable in 5 years or less. Mm. So how does that make sense? I mean, again, yeah, that's part of that bulk number, 76 cents of every tax dollar necessary for debt service. I heard the new Secretary of the Treasury talking about issuing 50-year bonds or 100-year bonds. That would certainly reduce our amortization, so at least we could pay off the national debt over the long term. Right now, we don't have a plan to pay it off. We just keep raising the debt ceiling. And the more they raise it, the more money they're going to create in reference to it. So they don't really care whether it's one-year money or two-year money or five-year money because they're creating it anyway. So
right.
The attitude, the fiscal attitude of our Treasury, of let the Federal Reserve handle it, has not been in the best interest of the American people, and certainly not in the best interest of our savings. In fact, you know, the three things we were trained as kids, Bill, which is to save your money, live debt-free, and pay your debts off as fast as you can, those are like recipes for suicide, financial suicide in this market, because they keep creating it so fast. That if you're saving it, it's like, I don't know, storing your milk on the porch. It should have an expiration date. It's going to spoil. Right. Money is not meant to be saved in this environment. You should spend it or invest it as fast as you get it.
Exactly. Well, and we know, Andy, based on what happened in the previous 8 years under Barack Obama, what the Fed did in terms of putting in, what, $6 trillion of paper money. I mean, we got to pay for that in by way of inflation somewhere down the road. So if you're saving it, guess what gets attacked right off the bat?
Indeed. Yeah, your money.
Yeah. So to your point, it's not going to serve us well to do this. But meanwhile, here we have an opportunity with the true chief executive officer, as you mentioned earlier, in the Oval Office for the, probably the first time in our history. And he's looking at these things. And I got to imagine, Andy, here you've got an outside the Beltway perspective on this stuff. And as he said in one press conference, he goes, I want you to know, I've inherited a mess here. And his, the way he said that was, I thought there was a lot more that was left unsaid, but you could tell that he knew he had his hands full.
Oh, indeed. I think he did. At some point, anyone who looks at the previous administration, this decision to move the majority of our long-term debt into the short-term column so as to lower interest rates. That's the kind of a Band-Aid fix that was placed on the economy for goodness. I don't want to blame it simply on the previous administration, but I would say since the days of Ronald Reagan. When Ronald Reagan came into office, we hit our first $1 trillion in national debt and our first $1 trillion in money supply. Now our national debt is somewhere north of $19 trillion. And our money supply is so big, Bill. You mentioned the four of the six that they created. Heck, central banks around the world have been creating money as well. And worldwide dollar-denominated debt has doubled since 2008. And the amount of money that people have in their bank account has doubled since 2008, so pretty soon the worthlessness of money is going to quickly be revealed. I would think we're heading into an inflationary cycle now that's probably going to make the Jimmy Carter run look like a picnic. That stagflation where you have a stagnant economy and rising prices, that's the beginning of what we're going to see here.
Well, the only thing that we have going for us is we have a president who's focused on jobs and deregulation, which is starting to free up the market a bit. And maybe we can have, the running of the bulls and the running of the free market system in this country to help save us. But Congress cannot help itself, because when it sees any amount of money coming in, they start licking their chops and say, okay, how many more votes can we buy by diverting this cash flow away from, our problem? And because we've been living with it so long anyway, so why bother? We'll just, we need to live another day here, and I need to buy up some votes, so I'm going to use that money to buy votes.
Precisely. It's what I call the Doritos solution.
And yes, exactly.
Money. It's crunch all you want, we'll make more. I think that was their slogan. So, Congress is in this incestuous relationship with the Federal Reserve, where if you look at the Federal Election Commission's campaign finance reports, you'll find that the owners of the Federal Reserve are the number one contributors to both sides of the aisle in these campaigns. And so what do they get out of the deal? Well, every dollar that Congress spends that it doesn't have, it's forced to issue a bond, which then the Federal Reserve is free to monetize for a profit. So, goodness, record earnings at the Federal Reserve Bank for the last 7 years, and the owners of the Federal Reserve Banks, while the people have suffered. So I think it's time to get a handle on our monetary system. And, Bill, I have three audio CDs that I can offer free to your listeners. The first one is entitled The Federal Reserve, and it basically tells what the Fed is, how it operates, et cetera. And the second one is the definition of money. What the heck is a dollar anyway? And the third is protecting your wealth, which gives you some common sense. concrete steps you can take to protect yourself against this inflation that's coming. And if you'll mention that you heard it on Bill's show and call me at 800-468-2646, no one will ask you for a credit card. We'll send you these three audio CDs and the companion booklets absolutely free. Get yourself an education on the monetary system and learn how it works. If you like what you read, maybe you want to buy my books, The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks, the books, but there's no obligation. You can get the CDs and stuff free. 800-468-2646. Learn for yourself what they're doing to our money and then do something about it.
Exactly. Well, Andy, that's very generous of you. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, take him up on his offer. Absolutely free. You know, they're not even going to take a credit card, so you don't have to anything worry about that. So just give him a call, 800-468-2646. Well, Andy, you know, in light of where we are right now, I mean, many people are very optimistic with this Trump administration in spite of the obstruction that the Democrats, you know, can only think of doing here. But more jobs are on the horizon. But lest we forget that we still have this this cloud overhead, this, as you say, you know, soon to be $20 trillion in debt. That was interesting also that President Trump did offer a budget, which is something foreign for Congress. They haven't been used to seeing a budget presented from the Oval Office in a long time, have they?
Right. No, we've been operating under these continuing resolutions, just spend what you want. And so even a cost-cutting business person like Donald Trump still could only turn in a budget with a deficit of nearly $600 billion. So it is, if you thought that Mr. Trump was going to get in office and somehow start slashing debt, remember, he understands debt being used as a blessing. So I would think he's going another $3 trillion in debt in his first term, just to kind of right the ship. You know, he moves into office with an empty checkbook because the Obama administration, as soon as they saw that Mr. Trump won the election, they started spending the money out of the checking account until the Treasury reserves were as low as they've ever been. Even Apple has more money in the bank than the Treasury does. And then, of course, his borrowing authority ceased on March 15th. And so no checking account, no money in the checking account, no ability to borrow any more money. Mr. Trump is, of course, starting from zero, less than zero. So don't expect that he's going to not put us a little further in debt. I'm afraid he's going to have to. In fact, I think when he leaves office, we're probably going to be closer to $30 trillion in debt, and I'm assuming a second term.
Exactly. I would say that in order to do that, but you're saying he's going to need to spend money to, you know, to right the ship. And maybe, you know, we only look at the total indebtedness as a, you know, it's a serious indicator, but is not the indicator, is it?
It's not. You know, relative to our national assets, of course, nobody wants to see us continually going deeper in debt. But the harsh reality is that from where we are, we can't stop. If we stop right now and slash that deficit to zero at a time when the economy is so fragilely recovering, remember, the federal government spending makes up 30% of GDP. So,
right, exactly.
30% of, yeah, if you start cutting spending that quickly, you're going to quickly receive not a very nice reward.
Well, in doubling, and speaking of the GDP, doubling it too, Andy, it's going to be a process because we've got a lot of ground to make up. When you look back at the last 8 years and we had less than 2% GDP growth, I mean, that is a disaster in and of itself. And many of us thought that that was impossible. Andy Gauss, one of America's foremost experts on the history of U.S. currency, make sure you take advantage of his free offer, would you? 800-468-2646. That is the number to call. To connect with Andy Gauss and the free offer that he has given to us.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One
1 has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy 1. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking?